Going to get back out to your calls in a moment and your text messages, a lot of them coming in, so we'll get to them in a moment at 800-859-0957. I got a question for you. Do you have Amazon Prime? You know, the streaming service, the subscription that gets you discounts on Amazon purchases, and you get free shipping with it. I do. I like it, actually. I think it's great. But do you remember when you decided to subscribe, or why you did? Like, were you just one day perusing Amazon, and the next day you found out that you were actually a member of Amazon Prime? I mean, have you ever tried to cancel your subscription when you found out that you're suddenly a member? Well, you might have been tricked, actually, and the FTC would like Amazon to pay up, to be held accountable, should they be. So basically, the Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit against Amazon, and they're basically accusing the company of enrolling consumers into Amazon Prime without their consent, and then made it very difficult for them to cancel their subscriptions. Maybe you're a victim of this, trying to get out of it. It's tough. Todd Flood joining us now, attorney at Flood Law, to kind of explain and break this down for us. Todd, welcome back to All Talk. Nice to have you.
Pleasure, Tom. Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So can you break this down? I mean, how did Amazon allegedly, you know, trick consumers into enrolling in Amazon Prime without them even knowing about it?
The buzz term in the industry for software builders and website builders is dark patterns. Dark patterns, in quotation marks, is basically this tool that people use in making websites and are in building software that make it so it's deceptive. In this case with Amazon, and I'm with you, I actually have Prime. Mm-hmm. I got married and my wife had it, so we wanted to cancel one. I will tell you, it was difficult to cancel mine since she had it. That's a play to both. But, you know, what the FTC did, and my hat's off to Lina Khan, a young 32-year-old, brilliant person in charge of the FTC. I'm sure there's plenty of people that just maybe hung up. But at the end of the day, this is a very sharp tool to make sure that we keep in check the invisible hand, to make sure that corporations and companies don't abuse consumers. So in this particular case, the FTC is taking on Amazon, saying, hey, listen, you make it almost impossible. As a matter of fact, to cancel, they make it almost impossible to do so, and they call it in the Iliad, you know, from Homer, the long Trojan war that took place. So it's easy to get access, but if you want to go on and cancel, you got to go through multiple layers of clicks and the like, pages, and then they try to get you an off ramp and thwart you. And the FTC used, you can see they put boots on the ground. They went in and got employees from Amazon that gave warnings to the executives. This is not fair. This is not right. And they used that within their complaint. Their complaints, albeit some 200 pages, 150 pages long, with multiple exhibits, they open up with four employees that they investigate or that came to the side of the FTC and said, this is what's going on. Here it is. Here's the memo. We know that they are tricking consumers. So clearly the statute for enforcement by the Federal Trade Commission is to make sure that they protect consumers. And this is one that will be a long, laborious fight. You know, I'll tell you why. Money.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of cash here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amazon's Prime membership, and that's a really important tool for Amazon itself to continue to grow and then to invest in their other services. I mean, they make a lot of money off it, I am sure. You know, to me, this is akin to, you know, somebody walking into a coffee shop, looking at the menu, and then deciding, no, I decided against buying anything, and walking out the store, and they've got a latte in their hand, and their card's been charged without them knowing it. I mean, it's very manipulative, and these dark patterns you speak of, this isn't just Amazon that uses this, you know, as you call the invisible hand to dupe people into automatically buying their services, is it?
Right. No. So, the question is, are you going to have a benevolent actor in all businesses, in all forms? And so, no, obviously not. So you have the government that checks is supposed to be there for the consumer. And this particular leader of the FTC is on to major companies, you know, taking on monopolies, taking on this type of act. And it's scary to me, Tom, some of the issues out there. I am not smart enough to understand the software and how this generation of how to build platforms that have, the ability to trick consumers into not being able to cancel something or to buy something. And then on top of it all, they will put a campaign out there in the public media. Just watch, because they have so much money.
Yeah.
And then they're going to act like, they're the best thing since sliced bread. Prime, watch what they do. And they're going to make it so they're kissing babies and hugging teddy bears. You know, so just because that's the power of their money and their brilliant, minds that know how to put the messaging out there. That's part of the world for which we live in. And I'm thankful at times I'm at a spot where I get to pick and choose my cases.
Yeah, I bet you are. And I feel the same way, actually, because being a former member of corporate media, there are some things you just had to talk about and some things you just were not allowed to talk about. And I don't know but corporate media is very powerful. The Amazon is very powerful. And I think you're right. They have very strong public relations efforts. And I can see them making a case that, okay, this is an example of government overreach, when in fact, this is an attempt by the FTC. The way I look at it is it's really likened to preventing a monopoly. These are antitrust type and related investigations to protect the consumer, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's the tenor of where Ms. Khan is coming from and her mentors. They call it the Brandeis, Supreme Court, the messaging of making sure that consumers don't overpay and that other businesses can come into play and act in the pond for which work they want to do and aren't not taken out because they're not part of the monopoly or part of that stream, if you will. So this is hopefully a balance of everything coming back. I believe in free enterprise. I believe in business and making sure that all is fair and competitive. And I believe that there should be a check and balance within the business industries.
Yes.
When the FTC comes into play, you know, they're supposed to be there not for Big Brother, not for, some political action, but for justice action on consumers. We're consumers.
Yes, and if an example of Big Brother would be Amazon itself, because this is not the first rodeo between the FTC and Amazon, because Amazon had to pay up $31 million because they were recording children's voices through Alexa and spying on people through their Ring video doorbells and things like that. So it is very scary. So I appreciate you breaking it down for us. As always, very clear. Thanks, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood
My
Law.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Todd. 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR.